What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
What's hot is King Corn, Don. I love trading corn. On my 21st birthday, June 24th, 1972, I walked into the corn pit and started trading. And you know what happened a week later, Don? The Great Flood of 1993. So I know a little bit about trading corn and water. Corn is on fire. Up 16 Friday, up 10 Monday night, Tuesday morning. As they say, a rising tide raises all boats. Beans being lifted by corn. Wheat being lifted by corn. Wheat was up over 20 at one point last night in Kansas City. A big dynamic market. Don, we may be on the verge of a possible biblical event. Never in the history of American farming have we had this much PP, and there's still a chance that the market's underestimating just how many acres won't get planted into corn this year.
What's not hot in this marketplace?
ASF, African swine fever. For as bullish as farmers are right now and as excited as you are that the markets are going up, your risk is still they go down. Couple risk, actually. One, you don't produce the bushels, but if you are producing bushels, your risk is the market goes down. So I have two types of customers call me right now. People who are saying, hey, this isn't hot. I have PP. I need to buy calls. I need to buy futures. And then I have other people who are saying, I got my bushels planted. I'm worried about ASF. I'm worried about the Trump-China deal. What do I do? That's what's not hot.
So I'm curious, with the new trade mitigation package, they need to be planting crops to be able to get that. Does that offset any of the discussion we're having here?
Well, it goes right back to Dr. Earl Butts. We're going to plant fence post to fence post. The only thing that's changed over the years is the fence posts are gone. The American government is going to pay the United States farmer to overproduce soybeans and corn and several other crops this year. But then yet Mother Nature said, hold on one second. We'll see about that.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.